Walking to my car, I ran through the possible ways the date could end. Conversation during dinner never dragged, and I'd managed to keep soda from coming out my nose when Adam made me laugh, and he'd done that a lot. He'd earned a check plus in the humor column. But he wasn't without his quirks. When his plate arrived at the table, he moved the mashed potatoes, which he ordered without gravy, away from the steak, and the green beans away from the mashed potatoes. But if keeping food separate was his biggest flaw, I could live with that. Would he ask me out again? I wanted him to. Would he kiss me? Did I want him to? Yes, please. When we arrived at my car, he handed over the roses. This has been fun. I agree. I tucked the roses into the back seat so that my hands were empty. Would he correctly interpret my strategy? Once I closed the door, he leaned against my car, and he was one of those men that had mastered that move, with his arms crossed, muscles stretched the sleeves of his shirt. I forced myself not to inch closer. I'm glad you stopped me.
I'm glad you changed your mind about leaving.
He moved closer.
Any chance you'd want to have dinner with me again?
I could be talked into that. I crossed my arms, unsure what to do with my empty hands, but then thought better of it. I didn't want to send signals that I was putting up a wall.
I'll pick you up, which could save money on gas. And dinner would be on me, which saves you money. You have to eat, right? And why don't you choose the place?
He lifted an eyebrow. Is that you talking me into it?
Is it working?
I nodded.
Are there any rules against a goodnight kiss?
No. I didn't want him to think I was saying no to the kiss, so I quickly added, there are no rules against that. He tugged me closer.
I'm happy to hear that.
When he bent forward, my eyelids slipped close as I anticipated the feel of his lips on mine, and he did not disappoint. His lips moved against mine, and his very muscular arms circled my waist. He didn't linger long enough to make people stare, but it was long enough to send my heart rate skyrocketing. To think I'd almost left.